Veikkaus prepares for dozens of job cuts ahead of market liberalization. Veikkaus to reshape workforce. Veikkaus says it may eliminate up to 31 roles as it reorganizes ahead of Finland's planned shift to a multi-license gambling market. The state-owned lottery and gaming operator announced on 20th October that its restructuring program could result in as many as 31 redundancies. While creating 22 to 28 new positions aimed at strengthening competitiveness, the company said roughly 20 to 30 employees are currently engaged in formal change negotiations, which will last at least 3 weeks, with any actual dismissals expected to be carried out in 2027 as the company adapts for a liberalized market. Veikkaus framed the adjustments as strategic. The cuts are intended to concentrate resources on core business areas and to build the skills the firm anticipates needing when private companies apply for Finnish gambling licenses. Reija Laaksonen, Veikkaus, Director of Communications and Human Resources, said the company is aligning moves to match its future operational needs. These changes are necessary to sharpen our focus on core operations and to ensure Veikkaus has the capabilities to compete when private license holders enter the Finnish market, Laaksonen said. We will carry out any measures in accordance with applicable legislation and aim to safeguard the competencies required for a sustainable operator in a liberalized environment. The announcement comes as Helsinki prepares legislation to replace the current monopoly model with a multi-license framework. Market liberalization in other European countries has attracted large international groups such as Entain, Kindred, and Flutter. Veikkaus's restructuring appears to be an attempt to ready the state operator for a more open and competitive landscape. Advertising probe and regulatory risks. Alongside workforce changes, Veikkaus is facing renewed scrutiny over its marketing activities. Finnish media reports say Veikkaus ran sponsored content on social media platforms, including posts promoting Casino Helsinki and online poker events, activity that may conflict with Finland's Lottery Act, which constrains promotion of casino and slot games largely to physical venues. Finland's National Police Board has opened an inquiry to determine whether the social media posts constitute unlawful advertising. Senior Inspector Johanna Sivatara, speaking about the probe, underlined the regulatory challenge. Sharing factual information about casinos and gambling halls is permitted, but the boundary between information and promotion can be very narrow. Visual or emotionally charged elements may turn informational material into advertising. Veikkaus has defended its marketing approach, saying it sought prior guidance from authorities and believes its campaigns complied with existing rules. The company also highlighted that its planned job and role changes are intended to meet both strategic needs and legal obligations as the market evolves. Regulators and industry stakeholders will be watching closely. If the police determine that Veikkaus breached advertising restrictions, the finding could prompt changes to how state and private operators communicate in Finland's newly liberalized marketplace. Market impact and timeline. The combination of staffing changes and a regulatory probe places Veikkaus at a delicate juncture. The operator must balance public interest obligations tied to its state ownership with the commercial demands of a competitive market. Labor negotiations and any subsequent redundancies are likely to stretch into 2027, while the outcome of the police review could reshape marketing practices ahead of license awards. For players, staff, and smaller service providers in the Finnish gambling ecosystem, the coming months will reveal how rapidly the market adapts. Veikkaus's moves are an early indication that established operators will retool their organizations and messaging as fee. Nonland, transitions from a monopoly model to a multi-license regime, observers expect further regulatory guidance and industry reactions as the law advances through the political process and enforcement decisions emerge from the ongoing investigation.